the Heaven and Home Hour. For the Heaven and Home Hour to come your way, and this is a very special day. Normally it's called Missionary Day. Today I'm going to give you a Washington report from our capital in Washington, D.C. It was my privilege to be in Washington, D.C., our capital, for 5 days some time back. So, of course, I'm able to write a book on the entire situation. No, I don't want to be that foolish, but I do want to share with you my observation for those few days that I was in Washington. I arrived at the Dulles Airport and was deplaned by a Mobile-type bus from the aircraft. We arrived at the main building with many other friends for the conference. We began our 35-mile drive to Washington, D.C. on a Greyhound bus. En route, we passed along the Potomac River, passed by the Watergate buildings, and as we did, my heart thought of Watergate, a very prominent building, and it brought sadness to my own heart. Then we viewed the magnificent Kennedy Center and then on to our conference place. On Sunday morning, we attended the National Presbyterian Church where Lewis Evans, Jr. is pastor. Colleen Townsend Evans, his wife, was right in front of us with her, as her husband gave a very warm message from the Word of God on loving ourselves. He pointed out that we can only love others as we love ourselves, and of course, Christ makes the difference. In his closing prayer, my heart was stirred when he said, "As we tiptoe through the halls of time, help us to make some waves that will count for eternity." It was a very fashionable church. The ushers had on dark coats with vests and striped pants, a boutonniere in their lapel. But we were greeted very warmly by its ministers, and when we came to the closing hymn before the choir had its recessional, I have to confess that I stood and I wept as we sang together, "Our Father's God to Thee, Author of Liberty, to Thee we sing, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King, not for this land alone, but be God's mercy shown from shore to shore, and may the nations see that men should brothers be, and form one family the wide world o'er." It was my privilege to open the National Religious Broadcasters Conference with the invocation. Then our hearts thrilled to the music of Doug Oldham, messages by Dr. Jeff Moody and Corey Ten Boom. Might say that at 82 years of age, he's very active, and our hearts were blessed. Then the next day, Dr. C.M. Ward of Revival Time spoke to us. His message was just this: we're living in a world today that wants pleasure without conscience, cleverness without character, science without humanity, wealth without work, industry without morality, politics without principle, and general religion without any reality. And then Rex Humbard spoke to us, and Dr. Sterner of the Christian Brotherhood Hour. But on Tuesday, 122 congressmen met with us for breakfast as Billy Zioli of Gospel Films introduced the Vice President of the United States, and Gerald Ford affirmed his faith to us, and this is what he said.
"And as many of you are aware, as a Christian, I take a very personal interest in the religious commitment of our young people. My son, as I mentioned a few moments ago, is a first-year divinity student in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. And he intends to devote his life to Christian service. Mike made his commitment as a student at Wake Forest University. And I think that discovery he made is the discovery that so many of his generation have made in various ways. We seem to have come the full circle, as I said. One lesson our younger people have learned for themselves is that heaven cannot be brought to earth. Man cannot be made perfect. This is a valuable lesson. Eternally taught, retaught, that there is something more out there, something bigger than earthly things to explain man's nature and to give meaning to human life. that something, of course, is spiritual, that something is God. The national religious broadcasters are to be congratulated for transmitting this message during a period when it sometimes seemed that no one was listening. We know that they were listening. And we know that they are listening now in ever-increasing numbers. The faith of our fathers is alive and well. And that means that our society is and will continue to be alive and well. This is a great and free land with its system of government and the daily lives of its citizens built upon an enduring faith. There may be aberrations. There may be periods of frustration, controversy, but our faith will carry us through. As usual, the Bible says it best, and I quote, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Thank you very much.
Yes, my friend, you heard him right. He said, "As a Christian, I take very personal interest." Billy Zioli has had the opportunity to lead our vice president to the Lord and to study the Word of God with him since that day in the locker room. At the close of the session, at a closed session to the press and to non-registrants, we heard from the senator of Iowa, Harold Hughes. This man told of what God did for his life. Senator Hughes came from Ida Grove, Iowa, to become the governor of Iowa for 3 terms. And this man, without any formal education, has had the power of Christ change his life. He told of teaching a Sunday school class of boys in his church. He said as he began to teach them the literature that they had from the church, he just couldn't use. And so he told his pastor, he said, "Pastor, I just can't use this church literature for the Sunday school class." And so the pastor, "Well, then just use the Bible, I suppose." And that's what he did. He said that class of boys grew until the entire auditorium was filled on Sunday mornings with boys to hear the message of Christ. 9 months from now, Senator Hughes becomes Citizen Harold Hughes to devote his life to Christ and to the preaching of the Word of God as a lay preacher. Now, very frankly, you could have held an altar call when he finished, and most of us would have responded. I say, give us 5 or 10 more men like that, and our nation would experience a revival overnight. Senator Hughes said that he was sorry for his past life, but he thanked God that he was marching now with Christ at the head of his band, leading him to service for his leader. Many more services took place with many familiar names speaking to us, but in the closing evening of the NRB meeting, that's the National Religious Broadcasters, Dino played for us on the piano. Dr. Oswald Hussman of Duluth and Hour spoke to us with Suzanne Johnson singing for us. And as I returned to my room that evening, I asked God in prayer to help me to pray more effectively for our nation and to prepare my heart for a breakfast with the president in the morning. On Thursday morning, I answered a request which read, "Members of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives request the pleasure of your company at the annual prayer breakfast with the President of the United States and Mrs. Nixon." We were all seated at 7:50 a.m., all 3,000 of us. And you know what I thought as I sat in there? I said to myself, when our Lord fed 5,000 from just a few loaves and a few fishes, and I see this huge crowd of 3,000 and saw what we had to eat and how much work it was to get all that crowd fed, I just thought of the miracle just that much more of our Lord. But at 8 o'clock, the president came into the room. We all stood until he was seated. John Stennis of the Senate was the MC that morning. Readings from the Old and New Testament were read by William Rehnquist of the Supreme Court and Carl Alpert, Speaker of the House of Representatives. Prayer was given by Gerald Ford that morning, and Harold Hughes of Iowa spoke to us again from his heart. And I'm sure that as Billy Graham, who was seated at the end of the table, sat there, he couldn't have given a more forceful message than Senator Hughes gave that morning. At the close of the breakfast, President Nixon came to the podium and spoke for a quarter hour. Basically, he asked us to try through prayer to find out what God wants America to be, rather than to ask him always to see what we believe America to be. As I look out my window, up 9 floors, I saw the lights of our nation's capital. I could only ask God to make it more effective for our land. The late Doug Hammarskjöld said this: God does not die on the day that we cease to believe in the personal deity, but we die on the day when our lives cease to be illumined by a steady radiance, renewed daily of a wonder, the source of which is beyond all reason. And he further said, the best and most wonderful thing that can happen to you in this life, that you should be silent and let God work and speak. Now, my son, keep in mind that the Bible says, by me, kings rule. Could I say that by him, presidents rule? And as Christians, let us be willing to pray for our leaders that expect God to work in their lives. I feel, since my short visit, that there is a movement of God within our government. As we had difficulties at our centennial in the 1880s, or in the 1800s, so as we approach our bicentennial year of 1976, we have similar difficulties. Go back to your history books and read them and see that we have the very same problems today that we had back 100 years ago. But my friend, we can be victorious in Christ and in Christ alone. And I read you one verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14 that you all know already. That if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. My friend, we have a nation today who wants pleasure without conscience, cleverness without character, science without humanity, wealth without work, industry without morality, politics without principle, and general religion without reality. But my son, this scripture verse says, if my people, it's calling out to Christians to humble themselves, to pray, to seek his face, and to turn from the wicked ways, my son, God's going to do something. He's going to forgive our sins, and he's going to heal our land. May we be the ones as Christians to lead the way that others might also come to Christ. My heart has been encouraged by what I saw in Washington. My Father God, as we come today on this awesome day as we speak about our nation's capital, we rejoice beyond partisan politics that by your authority, men rule. We know that promotion comes either from the east or the west, but it comes from the north, from thee. And our Father, you're the one who sets up and takes down. Our Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit might be speaking to hearts even now in the capital of Washington and encourage our hearts in the great land that we have. So we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's program has brought you a special report from Washington. Pray that we brought you some inspiration to strengthen your trust in America. Amidst all that we read in the press, God is working in our capital. I felt I was treading almost on sacred ground as I met for the first time our leaders, Vice President Gerald Ford, President Nixon, and we were told to pray for those in authority. I know that since my visit, I can pray for our leaders with more earnestness, having heard something of the tremendous need that we have in government. I'm not being partisan in my message today, for I ask you to pray for your senators, for your congressmen, for your vice president, and for your president, whether Democratic or Republican, they need your help. Our mailing address, and you're right, this is still the Heaven and Home Hour, Post Office Box 100, Glendale, California, in Canada, Three Hills, Alberta. Hear these words in closing. Where God's fingers point, there God's hand will make a way. Goodbye now, and may God bless you.
That's today's Heaven and Home Hour on KURL in Billings, Montana. Hope that you'll take time to write to the broadcast today. Mail your letter to the Heaven and Home Hour, Post Office Box 100, Glendale, California, zip 91209. And include our call letters, KURL, Billings. 29 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Odegaard has a preseason lawnmower savings sale. See the special value 18-inch Jacobson mower for $99.95, 21-inch Jacobson for $152.95, 9 models to choose from, plus several other name brands. 3-horsepower 18-inch mowers, the price from $57.95 at Odegaard's Evergreen Shopping Center or Billings Heights.
Weather for Billings, 20% chance of moisture through tomorrow with variable cloudy skies. Colder today, but warmer tomorrow. High today, 35 to 40. Low tonight, 23 to 28. And tomorrow, a high of 47 to 52 degrees. Unofficially, 25 degrees here in the valley. The time is 7:30.